Coming up, a surprising risk from antibiotics. First, this environmental health note from Diane Toomey.
Studies have shown that men who take vitamin E reduce their risk of getting prostate cancer. Now, new research from the University of Rochester may have discovered why. In its early stage, prostate cancer must receive androgen hormones like testosterone in order to grow. But for that to happen, testosterone has to first latch onto a protein called the androgen receptor. When researchers exposed human prostate cancer cells to vitamin E, they found the supplement blocked the formation of this crucial receptor. They believe that interference is why the PSA levels in these cells plummeted as much as 90%. PSA protein levels indicate the degree of cancer growth. Current prostate cancer drugs either stop the production of testosterone or block the hormone from binding to its receptor. So this new research offers the possibility of attacking prostate cancer in another way. The researchers say this study is promising, but until more work is done with people, they can't recommend that every man take vitamin E to prevent the disease. The scientist also cautioned that not all types of vitamin E produce the dramatic results. The most effective form of the supplement they found is vitamin E succinate, also known as alpha-tocopherol succinate. That's this week's Health Update. I'm Diane Toomey.
And you're listening to Living on Earth.